coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studios. This is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
You ever found yourself losing and feel like, I'm better than this? What'd you do to turn it around? Welcome aboard, guys. 6 o'clock hour on this Tuesday morning. The soccer team that I had to coach when we went 0-8 that first season was rough. But I want us to kick around what it takes to turn things around. Because there's some of you driving to work or sitting at home this morning, and you know you've got more in you. You know you got more in you. And the more in you is the power of the Holy Spirit. Those of you that have been born again, you've been sealed in the Holy Spirit. You got more in you. But you're in a slump. I want to use the White Sox as a for instance here.
Oh, boy.
These poor kids keep losing.
I know. Again.
I think they're 3-18 or something ridiculous.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got pressure. And the pressure from the outside isn't even as bad as the pressure on the inside. Have you ever noticed that when you're in a slump?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You can almost tell yourself and you want to tell the people around you. Do you think I don't get it? I get it. But slumps are funny things and they can happen spiritually. How do I know that? If you go to Revelation chapter 2, you find the church in Ephesus. It's doing some good stuff. They didn't suffer fools that were false teachers. They were kicking the evil guys out. They were persevering in many ways. But what did Jesus say through the power of the Spirit? You've left your first love. You're in a slump. The interesting thing about our God is that he never wants to leave us in a slump. Isn't that something?
It is. It's encouraging.
That little 0-8 soccer team, oh my goodness. I had fear and trembling the next year to put them on the field. We wound up going 4-4 that next year. Third year was even better. But here's what I want us to drill down on for just a few minutes. I want you to think about a spiritual slump that you were in. What popped you out of that thing? Of the seven churches in the book of Revelation that are written letters, five of them were really in a slump. One was in a marginal slump. One was kicking spiritual booty. One. That happens to churches collectively. Have you ever noticed that? You ever been in a church that's gone through a slump?
Oh,
we
absolutely.
All have.
Yeah.
All of us have. It's easy to get in a slump.
Personally, corporately.
It's easy to get in a slump. So, Boom Crew, I want to know from you what pulled you out of a slump. We'd love to have you call in. You ever been in a slump spiritually? I want you to call in and go, Carl, this is what got me out of that slump. And I know we don't have to go into the White Sox locker room to convince them that they're in a slump. Hey, guys, do you know you're in a slump? You got better bats than this. You aren't this bad. You're probably at least a 300 team. They're 3-18.
3-19 after yesterday.
3-19.
Yeah.
They got shut out last night.
I know.
8-0.
And we don't say that to be funny.
No, no, this is not funny.
Not in the slightest.
And sometimes when you get into a slump, it gets into your head a little bit more.
Oh, I mean, when you think about an athlete, how much the mental side of it can affect the physical. When a player starts to lose confidence, like they go through a slump, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, and the things that were working just aren't, and they can't get themselves out of it, you can see the toll that it takes on them. And all of a sudden, they're physically, they're not doing the same things. They're making mistakes that they never would have made because their mind is being affected now.
Yep.
I've seen it so many times. In my own life as an athlete, way back in the day. And then just... even with, you know, my husband playing and now coaching professionally.
Yeah, you see it.
Oh, yeah.
I showed Allie a picture of our niece, who's you know volleyball. You saw her serve it up. She's a player.
Yeah.
She is a player. Division I player. And she's been in a slump. She's been calling her Aunt Janann, my bride. Isn't that something?
It's a good one to call. Janann probably doesn't know much about volleyball, no. But she knows a whole lot about the mind.
Yeah, she does. Isn't that funny that she's calling Aunt Janann?
Because what she needs as an athlete is not someone to tell her how to do the volleyball stuff. She already knows that. She's been doing that for years.
Right.
But the mind is what's working against her.
So the question, Boom Crew, is if you've been in a spiritual slump in the past, what did God use to pop you out? A spiritual slump. 312-274-9624. You can text in a couple courageous callers. You never know. Carl might just really bless you. You just don't know. Not
Which
bribing
means.
You. It's because it's iffy. I'm on the 50-yard line on this one.
It could go either way.
It could go either way.
Wink.
You're in a spiritual slump. What did God do to pop you out? 312-274-9624. And there's some folks in a slump out there right now by the thousands that are saying, somebody tell me what you did.
How did you get out of that thing?
Give us a call. 312-274-9624.
Going from believers of Jesus to followers of Jesus, you're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
See, here's my suspicion. I suspect most of you listening this morning, the answer to your spiritual slump is to get back to the basics.
Yes. And you think about, you mentioned in Revelation, the correction was to return.
To first love.
To do the things that you did at first.
Do the things you did at first.
Repent, return.
There's nothing like good old-fashioned smash face, getting your mug in the Word of God and getting the Word of God into you and lingering until you get a little sip of water from it. Nothing like bowing a knee, a physical knee, before the Lord and praying. Nothing like calling a spiritual friend and saying, would you pray with me? I'm in a slump. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Jane, first-time caller, Kenosha. Thanks for calling in, Jane. What do you say?
Back in 2012, I lost the love of my life. He was only 42. He had a massive heart attack. And then a month after that, I lost my mom
from a heart attack.
It was very hard. I went to counseling, secular counseling and Christian counseling. And I was continuing to go to church, but I just felt so empty inside. I felt so dead. Then one day I went into this Christian bookstore, and I just broke down. I totally broke down, and they came around me and they prayed with me. And I said, how do I do this? And I said, I just feel so dead inside. No matter what I do, no matter what way I look at it, I still feel dead inside. I said, all I want to do is lock myself in a room. And they said, you can't do that, Jane. You have to surround yourself with your Christian family, your Christian church. And that's what I did. And I opened up to them and I got out of it. God brought me out of it.
Yeah. Jane, great story, sister. Great story.
And what an incredible Christian bookstore.
I know.
Providing kind of ministry.
I got to tell you, I was at a Christian bookstore in Fresno, California when I was a newborn follower. And they were the same way.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm in a cassette aisle. Anybody laugh right now, I'm going to pop you in the schnozola.
You didn't tell me
that. Don't you dare.
Oh, I got it yesterday. I mentioned a 45, and both of them look.
They don't know what a 45 is.
No.
Well, I do now.
So I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
So I'm in Fresno, California. Same thing as Jane. I'm standing in a cassette aisle, and I'm just getting my feet under me spiritually, and I start to cry.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was crying about. Next thing I know, I got some dude's arm around me.
That just warms my heart.
Isn't that awesome?
That's a beautiful thing.
And what'd they do? They pointed her right back. By the way, did you notice the difference? She had been going to church. She started doing church a whole lot differently.
Pointed her to community.
Yep. Yeah. There's Boom. A difference. You can go to church and not be known.
Jane, stay on the horn. You're a first-time caller. Guess what you're getting? I was on the 50-yard line with you. You put me over the end zone, sister.
Carl and Crew prize pack coming your way, Jane.
I love it.
We appreciate you.
Just tuning in? Hear what you missed with the Carl and Crew showcast. Get it wherever you like to stream.
Got a question for you. You were in a spiritual slump and God popped you out. How did he do that? We can all get in spiritual slumps. I mean, the churches that were addressed in the book of Revelation. I particularly love the church of Ephesus. Have you got that open?
In Revelation 2?
Yeah.
Which,
and the first church mentioned in Rev 2?
Yeah.
The church
of Ephesus.
It says,
to the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first.
That could be spoken over all of us, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
At some time. You've abandoned the love you had. Return. Here's the interesting thing. Church of Ephesus was a great church. Really. I mean, look how many accolades they got in there, right?
Yeah, they were doing a lot of things really well. They were patiently enduring. They were not putting up with those who were evil. They were testing to see, is this a false teacher?
Yeah.
Are they really preaching the word of God or
yes.
something else? They were enduring, bearing up under hardship. But
what pulled you out of your spiritual slump? You knew you had more in you. God had done so much in you. You had tasted better times. What did God do? Jane, first-time caller from New York. What do you say, Jane?
Well, I almost died of COVID. And when I was in the hospital, nothing even mattered. I was just in this very dark spot. And also just in everyday life, sometimes we become depressed or have negative thoughts.
Yes.
And my go-to is go to God and say, Lord, I'm just feeling so down, mm-hmm. or I don't know how to get out of this. You're going to have to pull me out of this. And I always remember, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And when I start singing and praising, I didn't have much of a voice in the hospital. And when I started praising the Lord is when I started coming out of it.
Wow.
Wow.
And I'm sure the nurses all ran away because I didn't have very much of a voice. And I'm sure I sounded terrible, but at that point, I didn't care who heard me, what I sounded like.
Doesn't matter.
And,
you sound like a crow on a telephone pole, Jane. That's great. You know, Jane, I got to tell you something. You're right on, because the first thing you said I want to focus on, you just come to God straight up and just say, okay, this is what I'm really feeling. It's funny. At times we feel like I'm in such a slump. We don't even think to go to God, just open up and go, okay, God, here's where I'm at. I'm in this total slump. I'm so discouraged right now. I'm so defeated. That conversation is a game changer, right, Jane?
Amen. Yes.
Sister, thanks for calling
in. He knows.
Yeah, he does.
All righty. Thank you. Guys.
Stay on the horn. You're calling from New York City? Man, anybody calling from New York?
No.
Where are you calling from?
No, not New York City. It's about 60 miles south of Buffalo. It's
oh,
a country town, Machias.
Well, you get a lot of snow there, I'll bet you. You still get some lake effects. So stay on the horn. We're going to get you a Carling Crew prize back.
We'll ship it out to New York.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's an amazing thing when we look at the world and all of a sudden we get metaphors, illustrations of the spiritual life. Look, I'm a Cubs fan. I'm probably not a great Cubs fan, to be honest with you. I can tell you a few players. I can tell you Nico Horner's hitting the ball pretty well. I can tell you Cody's starting to come out of his slump a little bit. But I can also tell you as a Cubs fan that the White Sox are not doing well. They're 3-19. They're better than this. Maybe not a lot better, but they're better than this. And you've had moments in your life when you go, I'm better than this.
I got more in me than I'm showing. I remember when I played college volleyball, I transferred to a slightly bigger school my sophomore year, and I showed up to the first practice, my first impression ever on this brand new team. And it was like I regressed back to fifth grade.
Isn't that weird?
My body could not do simple volleyball moves that I had been doing for 7-8 years.
And then it got in your head.
And then I get in my head and I was in such a slump. Like I went to pass the ball and it goes whoop one way, and I go to hit the ball and whoop the other way. And I'm going, what is going on?
Yeah, it's unnerving.
I've got more in me. I'm not showing it, but man, I got more in me.
So somebody was in their room. Then all of a sudden they heard a knock, not at their door, but at their window.
At the window. Incredible story came in by text message. Spiritual slump, they said, over depression due to my own sin. I was working with the Lord to repent, but it was hard for me to admit who I was. So they were in bed for days. They said I was depressed. I wasn't answering my phone. One day they started hearing something hitting the window, like they look outside. What's going on? They've got three friends that showed up throwing rocks at the window, just chucking them up there. So this person, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, came outside, sat down with their friends, started praying, singing to the Lord. They said that's what broke the darkness, gave me accountability and encouragement through those rock-throwing friends.
It's the basics. So I want to answer a question that I teased, and that is, did Jesus ever go into a slump? Not like our slump. He's the Son of God. But did he face adversity? Yeah. Did he have discouraging moments? Yeah. You ever heard the Garden of Gethsemane? If you take this cup from me, that would be great, but your will be done. Christian, first-time caller from Plainfield. Well, you were in a spiritual slump, man. What was the slump, and what did God do to pull you out of it?
Well, first off, I wanted to thank you guys for your radio station. My dad's been listening to it every day for years, and for the last like year or so, I've been finding my way to be listening to it, especially in the mornings. But I suffered from addiction for about 15 years. I was in and out of treatment. And every time I got out of treatment, I'd have small periods of sobriety, but I'd always find my way back to that darkness. And the last time I went to treatment, my dad gave me a few books. The first one was called Goliath Must Fall. And then the next one was called The Four Voices. But he actually gave me the book, The Seven Resolutions. What I didn't realize is who wrote that book. But in the middle of reading that, I went to my dad and told him that, you know, I felt the confidence and I felt something in myself that I might be able to do this. And he said, well, have you been praying? And of course I said, yes. But he said, no, have you gotten on your knees and actually cried out to the Lord? And I realized that I hadn't prayed like that probably ever. And I went to my room that day and I got on my knees, and before I even started talking, just tears started falling from my eyes. And then once I started speaking, I just began wailing. And in the middle of the prayer, I just felt this presence come over me. And it was just the most beautiful feeling I have ever felt in my life. And for the first moment, I not only felt, but I knew that I was free from that addiction. And, you know, in rehab, they tell you not to get too confident. But for the first time, I am confident, and I've been clean and sober for the longest time that I've ever been, and I know I'm never going back.
Praise God.
After that happened, I got the greatest job I've ever had. My wife came back into my life. We're talking about starting a family now, and it's just the most beautiful thing, because, you know, in that dark place, you don't think God's there anymore. Sometimes I would tell myself I was just damned, and, you know, this was it. But God, he reached out, and he brought me out of that darkness, and I'm closer to him than I've ever been. And now my wife, she seeks the Lord, and now I can be the husband.
Yeah.
I can be her husband and bring her to scripture and to the, you know, just God's holy, the kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's just the most beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful for the Lord, and I'm so grateful for you guys on Moody Radio. You know, it's bigger than I ever realized it would be for me. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Christian, you're why we're here, bro. You're why we're here.
This is the kind of stuff that keeps us cooking here, man. You're why we're here, Christian. And there's a bunch of folks out there hearing your story right now, and they're praying for you. And Christian, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, man. You're experiencing that freedom. And I just want you to remember this moment on radio here with us, and I want you to always go back to the basics and never leave them, okay, my man? You feel a slump coming on, you just come right back to where you found them, okay?
Yeah. Amen.
Proud of you, bro. Way to go. Christian, first-time caller from Plainfield.
Wow.
Helping you take the next step in your walk with Jesus. This is Carl and Crew Mornings.
John Gager and Charlie Dyer, right, guys? Went to Israel.
Yes.
And I think they weren't the only ones. Oh, boy, they got in it. In fact, I got emails back from John Gager giving me an update from Israel saying, Carl, what we're pulling here is just content, man. I think you guys are going to love it. We do. So I want you to know that our team went not only went to Israel, they went to kibbutz, they went into some of the war-torn areas. They also, as we're going to feature later on this week, they got a snapshot of how the church, yes, Messianic Jews, are being used powerfully of the Lord, boots on the ground. Great stuff. But right now, a little feature from John Gager and team. Let's soak this up together, Boom Crew.
Gaza, a 25-mile stretch of land bordering on the Mediterranean in southern Israel. What's it really like today? Danny Kalischer is a reserve officer with the Israel Defense Force.
In the areas where I was, it's really, most of it is blown up. And there's a reason for that. Because almost in every house we were in, we could see notebooks or the information about the IDF, or information about weapons. Almost in every kid's notebook, they had paintings of guns and knives. Everything looks so saturated with hate that it's just hard to imagine how dark is this place. So it was blown up for a reason. And we could find so many tunnels, even small tunnels just for attack tunnels, you know, that they can shoot from one side, go to the other side, and then try to come from the back. So many.
Yair Pinto served the military in a different role.
So my job in the military, I command 3 tanks. In this war, my job shifted into other areas. So I moved into the intelligence corps, and I was in charge of gathering intelligence on Hamas locations or Hezbollah locations, depending where we were, and directed the airstrikes to that location.
When we asked Yair about his scariest moment, he had no problem identifying it.
Scariest moment was when my brigadier general called my commander directly, said, listen, I want Yair to come into Khan Yunis, which is the hotbed for Hamas terrorists inside the Gaza Strip. I want him to come and be with me on my small council team, because until then, I was inside the Israeli lines. And then I stopped everything and said, okay, I'm praying now. Okay, God, if you want me here, you have a purpose for me and you will protect me. Okay, so please give me peace. Because I was afraid. It's a scary place, Khan Yunis and the Gaza Strip. We had an average of 2 Israeli soldiers dying every day. So I prayed. And as we entered in the middle of the night, I received this peace from God that everything is going to be okay.
And what about all the claims that Hamas is using schools and hospitals as weapon stockpiles? Again, Yair Pinto.
Let me tell you, we were attacked from schools, from kindergartens, from United Nations aid buildings and infrastructures. These were the places that were used by Hamas and from hospitals. So Hamas in Khan Yunis has a vast underground network of tunnels. Seriously, everywhere you step, you have an opening to an underground tunnel. And underneath hospitals, schools, you had the headquarters of these terror tunnels that included the weapon stockpiles And why would they place these locations underneath schools and hospitals? Because they know that the IDF will not attack hospitals, will not attack schools, because we operate in accordance with the international law and we don't want to harm civilians. So that's exactly where they place all of their efforts, all of their militants, and all of their attacks against Israel.
Back from the front lines, Danny Kalischer is disturbed by the way much of the world has turned on Israel.
From my point of view, it is just so frustrating to see the blindness and hypocrisy in other nations. You know, Israel is trying to do everything we can to a point that I think it's absurd to protect ourselves and do whatever we need to do to protect our civilians and people around us. You know, they're pointing at us saying that we're doing immoral things with our army. I mean, what army in the history had an enemy that he was feeding while he has hostages on their side that are not getting what they're supposed to get?
Yair Pinto puts it this way.
For all the people around the world, everybody should understand that Hamas is an ideology. And after, according to them, after they take over Israel, they want to spread to Europe, to the United States. So the IDF now is defending the world from a terrorist organization that seeks to destroy all of us who have Western and Christian values.
For Moody Radio, I'm John Gager, Inside Israel. Listen to our one-hour special at moodyradio.org/specials.
Way to go, John Gager. Just got back from Israel. That's a little piece that was, I mean, this is days, not months old. And boy, what content. We want you to get this entire special that we have put together for you. It's about 53 minutes in length, and it is powerhouse. Here's how you get it.
Just text the word special to 312-274-9624. Just special to 312-274-9624.
Your shot of hope to make it through the day. It's Carl and Crew Mornings.
Talked to my mom a couple of days ago. Oh, it's so funny. I laughed with her so hard. She didn't even know exactly what she was laughing about with me.
But it's good.
Yeah,
to laugh.
She said that she said, I almost came by and saw you and Janine the other day. I said, really, Mom? And you need to know, my mom's in Alaska. She's bedridden.
Oh.
She can't get out. She's got some care. My little sister and then some other folks come in and care for her. And she's got a small group that comes by once a week. That's got to be quite an experience for her friends. I'm talking to my mom. I said, so you came by? You almost came by? Really, Mom? Tell me about that. Well, I was over at my good old church in Skokie, and I was heading back down the road, and I was going to swing by, but it's so late. I just thought, I can't knock on your door. I said, oh, I'm so glad you didn't, Mom. So glad you didn't. I said, thanks for thinking of me, Mom. She says, well, I'm always sensitive to those things, Carl.
So
I said, so what was going on in Chicago? I thought, I got to go for this a little bit more here. So what were you doing? She says, oh, I was just in Skokie visiting friends. Said, did you have a good time? Oh, wonderful, Carl. You know, sometimes I wonder when I'm talking to my mom, I actually think, God, you're really something, aren't you? You have all kinds of ways of caring for people in their latter years.
Give her a beautiful memory.
She's got memories that did. She's in her mind's eye, she's jumping on a jet plane. She's flying to Chicago, and she didn't want to bother her son. Therefore, that's why she didn't swing by and see me.
Man. Oh, man.
Isn't that awesome?
That's true.
Isn't that awesome?
There is a grace that's included in there. You're right.
Isn't that awesome?
That's great.
And I'm not shaming her or anything.
No.
And then she'll click back in, and then she's in the here and now. And how's Janine? Doing good, Mom. I did double back once. I said, boy, Janine's appreciative you didn't wake us up either. That would have been late. Oh, I know. I know.
So good.
God gave her a beautiful memory.
I love it.
She's a good mom. She's a good mom. And she is happy as can be. She did say a tender moment. She said, you know, Carl, laying in bed the other day and just talking to your dad, I turned my head. He's not there. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered, he's with the Lord, Carl. I said, yeah, he is, Mom. She said, you know, I'm just so used to talking to your dad that I can't not talk to Dad. I've just been talking to him for years and years. But he's at home now, Carl. I said, yeah, he is, Mom. It's an awesome thing when you got a mom.
Mama.
We got a giveaway that's just for the mom in your life, or maybe for you if you're a mom. This is going to be our Mother Like No Other contest, a chance to win a prize pack worth $750. You can keep it if you're a mom. You can give it away to a mom in your life. This is going to include an amazing stay at the historic Cloran Mansion in Galena, Illinois. I looked this up yesterday. This place is awesome. It's like one of those traditional bed and breakfasts, like where it's this country charm, this old mansion, but updated with kind of some of the modern amenities on like a 1.5 acre property out in Galena.
We're gotta love it.
Throw in gas nice. Money to get you there. Throw in some shopping money so you can go shopping in the downtown area or online if you prefer. It's up to you. Also a book bundle so you can relax and do some reading, or your mom can do some reading. So if you want to enter to win this awesome prize pack, just text the word MOM. We'll get you the entry form. Text MOM to 312-274-9624 for our Mother's Day giveaway. Text MOM. 312-274-9624.
Waking you up with adrenaline and Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right. I'm not going to check my man card here, but I'm right on the edge. Right on the edge of checking it in.
Okay. Well, what do you mean?
So I've been watching a great series with my bride, and it's good. I saw her. I was doing something around the house, and she was kind of previewing something a few months ago, and I'm like, ah, never going to watch that thing with you. And then I sat down one time here about a month and a half ago or so, and I got hooked in about 10 minutes.
What was it?
It's hilarious.
It's a Hallmark series.
What is it called?
It's called Wind Calls the Heart.
That's
what?
I know. I
wind,
know.
What?
Wind calls
wind
the heart.
Wind calls the heart.
Spell when.
When. W H E N.
When.
When calls the heart.
When calls the heart.
When does
it's the good. Heart. There's good.
Sappy music.
There's
over there,
great.
Jonathan.
No sappy music. There's good. I will tell you this though. They kind of did a variation of Downton. And they kind of did a variation of the theme song of that, actually. But here's what I want you to know, Boom Crew. This is a great. It's based on a Jeanette Oakes. Is that her name? The novelist, the Christian novelist, Jeanette Oakes. Yeah,
couldn't
and
help you.
She's a great author, prolific author, and it's so good. So it's got great plot line.
Give me a synopsis, like in your best kind of like.
Oh, how do I do it without giving away the punchline? It's kind of the Wild West and the development of a little town and all the difficulties that come with it and the bad guys and evil versus good and daily tragedies and how to get through them. And frankly, there is some solid content in this thing.
Okay.
Really good. Now, there's multiple seasons, so that's the only thing that's a bummer on this deal is because it was such a hit, it just kept on going.
And now you got to hang around for a little bit.
Oh, my goodness, man. So... late at night, I'll catch an episode, and the cool thing is, if you've got a TiVo or however you've recorded it, you can zip through all the commercials. But I'm just recommending to you. And dudes, I want to give you something. You want to love your bride well? Uh-huh. This is the way you do it. You just sit down to Wind Calls the Heart. You tell your wife, you put your feet up in my lap. I'm going to rub your feet while we watch this together. And I'm speaking from experience, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to be great for everyone. Everybody.
So funny.
I don't know if we got any Wind Calls the Heart fans out there. Carl, this is a good series. Thanks. Matthew signed that.
Okay.
Carl, I watch Wind Calls the Heart all the time. I love Wind Calls the Heart. See, we got Wind Calls the Heart fans
quite
out there.
A few.
It's so
funny. Yeah, some dude says, yeah, I'm with you, girl. I've been watching it with my bride, too. That's the way kind of he texts
the voice
in.
Deepens, yeah.
But there's some great stuff. You know, honestly, I've come to the conclusion. Oh, let me go here for a second. I've come to the conclusion that I am done putting either shallow, tripey junk into my brain before I go to bed or anything that kind of gets me cogitating on bad stuff.
Smart.
And quite candidly, this is exactly what not the Holy Spirit would order, but not what the doctor would order, but what the Holy Spirit would order. Wind Calls the Heart is just a great series, man.
Well, you're getting a ton of feedback and the amen chorus in the boom crew.
No kidding.
I've not heard anyone say I don't like it yet, but a lot of our folks are watching this show.
Wind Calls the Heart. You got to get it. And it's a Hallmark Family series. And it's, what are you laughing about, Superdye?
Tickles me.
Hey, okay. It's good, man.
I just heard from someone that they said there's a whole group of us that watch it. We call ourselves the Hardys.
Now that's over the top.
Is that like the Swifties?
Well, there was someone else who said, my husband and I are Hardys. They said it's a real thing.
It's a real thing?
So there's a catchphrase for the followers
apparently
of the show.
Well, here's what I'd say, because someone says 11 seasons already. Can I catch up? I am. And it's cool because if you pre-record these things, you can zip right through them. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to.
No commercials.
And they're 1 hour episodes, but if you strip out the commercials, they're like 40 minutes. Yeah. So they're, and it's good. And the acting is good. There's a couple actors that are like, they're just getting their feet under them. But some of them are great. Okay. And the plot line is dynamite. And the teaching is absolutely, I would say it's as biblically valued teaching kind of script writing as you'll find today.
Well, there you go.
And you go to bed feeling like, yeah, that was worth it. That was good. That called my heart.
Wow.
Wind Calls the Heart.
Wind Calls the Heart.
Wind Calls the Heart. Can't believe I shared that on air right there.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Dramatic presentations can be powerful, like real powerful. And C.S. Lewis, ooh, what a thinker, guys.
Oh, absolutely.
What a writer.
Love his
work.
One
of the best creative theologians of our time.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Boy, if we got a treat for you and someone to talk about it. Bethany Paulson is in the house. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. You've got a dramatic presentation called Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and you're excited about this, aren't you?
Just a little bit.
Okay, tell us about it. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have a group of over 30 students who have come together to put on a show in Torrey Gray Auditorium at Moody. And it's the first time in over 25 years we've put a show on that stage.
Really?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Oh, that's thrilling. And there's lots of room in Torrey Gray.
So much room. We got to fill it up.
Yeah, let's fill it up for sure. What's surprising you as you prepared for Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe that you want our listeners to know?
I think this is a classic tale. A lot of people know it, but this certain adaptation is a little bit different. I think it puts a new spin on the story.
In what way?
It's told from the perspective of the Narnians instead of the kids. So when you come to this show, you get to step into Narnia and live in Narnia the whole time, which is so fun. And we're bringing kind of an aesthetic difference to it as well. We decided to go with kind of like a Renaissance fair theme in our production design. So the costuming is going to feel kind of like you're walking through a Ren fair.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
C.S. Lewis's epic novel, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, It's going to be a play right here in Torrey Gray. And Boom Crew, we want you to get here. Let me give you some show times here. 26th, 27th, and 28th. That's coming up here in just a few days. So 26th, 27th, and 28th. Friday the 26th, 7:30 p.m. Saturday the 27th, 3 p.m. And then Sunday the 28th at 3 p.m. And we'd love for you to show up. General admission, $15, correct?
Correct.
And then students are how much?
Just $10.
$10. Okay, and students are 17 years and under?
Correct.
Okay, this is going to be a great, great play. And you're looking to fill the house, aren't you?
I'd love that.
Wouldn't it be great? So Boom Crew, we've got a keyword for you today. Text the word LION to our number, LION to 312-274-9624. Text LION to 312-274-9624. All the show times, all the information. Get your tickets right there. Text LION to 312-274-9624. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.